Digimaster Shorts is brought to you today in partnership with Kebula, the most innovative data and AI operations platform on the planet.
Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Reddit has reportedly entered into a lucrative $60 million agreement with a major AI firm for the use of its vast online discussions, paving the way for the AI company to fine-tune its language models. The social platform, eyeing a $5 billion IPO and not yet profitable, capitalizes on its unique position as a trove of data for AI development. This business move has not gone without backlash. Prominent subreddits protested last year following Reddit's decision to charge for API access, a move that also made moderation and user experience more challenging, according to platform moderators. Not alone in such transactions, Apple, Shutterstock, and various publishers have explored similar AI deals, raising the profile of online content as prime training material for AI. As Reddit progresses towards becoming a publicly traded company, introducing unavoidable advertisement content, concerns rise about the impact on its community-centric ecosystem. Moreover, as AI's prominence grows, a critical issue surfaces. The originators of the content being mined for AI improvement are not compensated, raising ethical questions amidst the ongoing AI revolution in creative domains.
In the realm of scientific publishing, the use of AI, particularly ChatGPT, is on the rise, presenting both challenges and opportunities. Melissa Kaysner of Indiana University School of Medicine has instituted a vetting rule. If more than 1 in 10 references in a paper proves inaccurate, she rejects the submission, aware that AI might have penned it. ChatGPT demonstrates proficiency in drafting review articles, a task involving comprehensive research analysis and insights, prompting Kaysner to examine its effectiveness against human written articles by conducting a study that notably revealed up to 70% of ChatGPT's references were inaccurate or fake. Despite the AI's appealing prose, Kaysner found that it could produce convincing but invalid statements, with issues detected only through expert fact-checking. Although faster and grammatically superior to student work, ChatGPT's occasional use of inaptly ornate language highlighted its need for specific prompts to align with academic standards. Recognizing AI's potential for assisting researchers, Kaysner suggests that with appropriate programming and feedback, tools like ChatGPT could evolve into valuable assets for composing scientific materials and visualizing data. The study concluded with optimism about AI's learning curve, as continuous student feedback on ChatGPT's outputs led to improvements, signaling the potential to overcome current limitations, such as erroneous references and plagiarism. Researchers have successfully used artificial intelligence and digital imaging to decipher around 800 ancient papyri scrolls, preserved by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 CE. These scrolls, found in the Herculaneum Villa in Italy, could potentially hold 40,000 texts, including works from great historical figures like Sophocles and Aristotle. However, experts and locals clash over further excavation, as unearthing more artifacts would require the demolition of homes and public buildings, including at least 7 houses and a police station. Residents express concern over being displaced, questioning the compensation they would receive. Archaeologists argue that immediate exploration is crucial, especially considering potential threats from future volcanic activity. The cost of excavation raises additional concerns, with an estimation of 150 million euros, significantly exceeding the site's current annual budget of 12 million euros. Francesco Serrano, the site's director, emphasizes the importance of respecting the local community and the history of the place over the pursuit of archaeological treasures.
TechCrunch is spotlighting the often overlooked contributions of women in the AI field with a new series of interviews. This initiative comes in the wake of criticism directed at mainstream media, such as the New York Times, for predominantly featuring men in discussions about the AI boom. Women, including Elaine Rich with her foundational textbook on AI, Cynthia Dwork's impactful research in AI fairness, and Cynthia Breezeal's pioneering work in social robotics, have been instrumental in advancing AI technology. Despite these advancements, women remain underrepresented in the AI workforce, holding only 16% of tenure-track faculty positions in AI, according to a 2021 Stanford study. Contributing factors to this disparity include gender discrimination and a lack of opportunities such as internships for women in AI during their undergraduate studies. However, women in the field often prioritize societal, ethical, and political considerations in their AI research. To combat inequality, TechCrunch and others are calling for strong mentorship, policy changes, and supportive workplaces to elevate and empower women in AI. Deutsche Telekom, working alongside Qualcomm Technologies, Inc. and Brain AI, is pioneering a revolutionary artificial intelligence phone concept that seeks to eliminate the need for apps. The proposed AI-based assistant is set to take a concierge-like approach, managing various tasks and user goals through voice commands, with the AI itself hosted in the cloud. This innovative concept, which the company is preparing to showcase at the upcoming Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, aims to simplify daily digital interactions by making apps redundant. John Abrahamson, Chief Product and Digital Officer at Deutsche Telekom, envisions a Magenta concierge that will integrate artificial intelligence and large language models LLM directly into mobile devices as a ubiquitous support companion. Alongside this groundbreaking concept, Deutsche Telekom will also be presenting an AI smartphone powered by Snapdragon's latest reference design. The unveiling at the Mobile World Congress, a major event attended by industry leaders across the global mobile sector, promises to be an insightful preview of the future of smartphone technology. Industry anticipation is high, as this app-free concept proposes to reshape the way users interact with their devices and streamline their digital lifestyles.
Data operations platform Kebula is inviting you to an AI for Business event in the heart of London on February 28. Speakers and partners including Emma Wright, Snowflake, Global Tech Advocates, Digimasters and more. At the event, we will walk you through how to use AI in your business. Registration is now open, and the link is in the description or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News podcast summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.